van de Brussels Sprouts.
Een festive movie.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Thursday, December 21st, 2017, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. You know, we talk sports every weekday, and we try to do it with a dose of common sense. We try not to take ourselves too seriously, and we are happy to have you with us today. Happy Thursday to you. It is the first day of winter today. Yes, unless you live in like California or something like that, then it's just another hot December day. Doesn't matter to you. But here in Colorado, we are looking for a white Christmas. It sounds like it could be a very cold Christmas. Talking about highs in the teens over the weekend here in Colorado. Now remember, people in hot places, because I know a lot of times we'll talk about some of the cold that we get here in Colorado. If you live in a warm part of the world, whatever that might be, I don't need you to tweet me or tell me, well, it's 70 degrees here. I don't know if you know this, but 70 degrees here. I'm bragging about the snow and the cold. I'm not complaining about it. I happen to love it. Now, if you would like to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you want to contribute to the show. Maybe you have a question you'd like to ask. Suggest a top five. Maybe you need some dating advice, relationship advice, whatever it might be, we can hook you up. Hey, we have a lot to get to on the Thursday edition today. There is some news around the NFL that has us with a number of questions about it. We're going to look at a few NFL playoff matchups, and we're kind of wondering who might be able to knock off the top seats. You know, as you finish off your holiday shopping, you might not realize it. There are a few gifts you should be sure to avoid that are out there. They're out there. You can get them if you want to, but I'm telling you right now, you might not want to touch those. There is a college football bowl game tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit. Plus, as we do every Thursday, we will have our daily dose overreactions of the week. You know, it seems like every week we get some reactions from the media. Sometimes it's some overreactions from the sports media. And we, on Thursday, like to just discuss those overreactions and say, maybe they've got this one right, pretty rare, or yeah, this seems like a huge overreaction to something that's a lot smaller than what they're talking about. We'll get to those overreactions of the week today. We've got a ton to get to today on the Thursday edition of the Daily Dose. We will get to it all right after this.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Okay, let's get to some sports news this morning. First off, not sure if you saw this. LaVar Ball said Wednesday that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but do not want to go to college. Okay, we have a rule here on the Daily Dose. I told you, I think it was last week, we don't talk about any of the Ball people unless it's Lonzo Ball. Like, I don't want to discuss the other Balls.
So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
For one, this isn't news at all. We already have this. It's called the D-League. It already exists. Should they put more money into the D-League? Yes. Should they make the D-League a little more accessible for some of these young guys that don't want to go to college? Yeah, probably so. That's not news. We can throw that out. I don't know how that got to be out there in the sports media world, but somehow somebody told everyone, LaVar Ball's making news. No, he's not. That's not really news. The New England Patriots have stripped Tom Brady's trainer of various team privileges, widening some speculation around the league that there is a rift between the trainer and maybe head coach Bill Belichick, according to a report that came out yesterday in the Boston Globe. The trainer, Alex Guerrero, is a close friend of Tom Brady's. He's also a business partner who helped launch the TB12 Center, where Brady and a few other Patriots players have trained and where they get treatment sometimes. According to the Boston Globe, Guerrero, who has an office near the Patriots facility at Gillette Stadium, is no longer allowed to treat players other than Brady in the office. He has also reportedly been banned from boarding the Patriots jet and had his sideline access revoked. Now, we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. But why would they do that? Why would they pull that? I mean, if you look at some of the clips and some of the photos from past Super Bowls, you will see this trainer, Alex Guerrero, giving Tom Brady the hug as they look longingly in each other's eyes. Like, there is a seriously close relationship there. What's going on with the Patriots that they would pull all of his team privileges? That's a little bit weird to me, isn't it? Like, it's a little bit strange. We'll talk about that just a little bit later in the show. The Baltimore Orioles plan to remove Manny Machado from the trade block. They say if offers for the star third baseman don't get better by today, according to the general manager of the Orioles, who's that, Dan Duquette? Machado has been the focus, widespread trade speculations since they announced that they were kind of looking to move him. But Duquette said on Wednesday that he's not sure we're going to look to focus on that after tomorrow. The Orioles haven't been pleased with the trade offers they've been getting for Machado. Here's a question on that whole situation. Why would anyone give the Orioles anything? Just wait 1 year. You can do whatever you want. He's a top flight player. He's going to be a free agent. Remember, we kind of lose this in sports. We kind of lose this everywhere, but you kind of lose this in sports. Assets are only worth what someone will pay. So people look at Manny Machado and say, hey, he's a great player. He's an all-star player. That's a stud third baseman right there. He's worth this amount. You know how much he's worth? Exactly what someone will give you for him. And not a cent more. When the Orioles are sitting here saying, you give us what we want, or we'll just take him off the market, they're also saying, we may get nothing for him in another year. That's not a good situation for Baltimore. I know it sounds like, well, we're just going to pull him off the market. We'll show you guys. Yeah, go ahead and show us. Because in another year, he's going to walk. You were just trying to get anything you could for him. But why would we offer anything? Unless we're desperate, or unless we just have money laying around, there's no reason to offer anything. I'm not offering prospect for him. Because next year, he might leave me too. They can get high and mighty about this if they want to. But the Baltimore Orioles are in a little bit of trouble. Might want to try to re-sign him instead of trying to trade him off for something. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. But the college football early signing period started yesterday. And, you know, it was pretty quiet early on. Remember, this early signing period goes until Friday, so we'll continue to see some movement over the next few days. A couple of classes coming in that sound like they're going to be pretty big. Ohio State, still pretty huge. Georgia, getting some big commits on Wednesday. Texas, going to have some pretty good classes. You know, one of the things that I am hearing, though, with the early signing period, is that a number of schools, and I've heard Clemson, I've heard Florida has done this, I've heard Georgia has done this, a number of schools are saying that Urban Meyer's status as head coach at Ohio State could be a little bit tentative. Like, people aren't quite sure how long Urban's going to be there. Is he going to have a health concern and want to spend more time with his family again? You never know with Urban. We've seen that before. Wouldn't be the first time. So there are a number of schools trying to use that as leverage against Ohio State. Ohio State still has a huge class, but what you're seeing right now is that some of these kids have just given verbals, and you're seeing schools try to go in and flip them. We'll see if it works. A couple have already turned. We've seen Clemson do it, and we've seen Florida do it. See if anyone else can do that. You know, one school that I am hearing might, we'll have to keep an eye on this, might be having a very, very big class is up at the University of Minnesota. Remember, PJ Fleck went from Western Michigan up to Minnesota. They are saying he could be putting together like a top 25 class. Now, you hear top 25, you say big deal. Like, if Texas has a top 25 class, like, who cares? But Minnesota? For Minnesota? No, that's huge for Minnesota. If he does end up putting that class together, and that's what is at least out there, be pretty interesting. The Golden Gophers, going to get back in the national picture here at that rate. Hey, there is a college football bowl game tonight. Not sure if you realize that, but the Gasparilla Bowl. Is that really the name? Gasparilla? It's not Sarsaparilla. Gasparilla. The Gasparilla Bowl You know, I think this used to be the St. Petersburg Bowl back in the day. Gasparilla. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. Anyways, that features Temple versus Florida International. I don't know. Do you want to watch this? I don't. Temple looks like the favorite, I guess, if you're like a degenerate gambler and you're finding the urge to bet on a bowl game tonight. But, I mean, Temple's been playing well down the stretch. Butch Davis coaches at Florida International. Watch it if you want to, I guess. Or just feel free to turn it on and fall asleep through it. It doesn't matter. This is a bowl game that is between two teams that probably shouldn't be in a bowl game, if I had to guess. You know, I think I actually might watch the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Houston Rockets instead tonight. Looks like it might be a better game. Like, I know the Lakers are going to lose in the end, but the thing I like about the Lakers right now, they're keeping things competitive most nights. Like, we know how it's going to end up, but they keep things competitive. They're pretty entertaining. Yeah, Lakers-Rockets might be a better pick tonight than this bowl game. But like I said before, you got to check in at a bowl game and at least see, you know, what's going on. Anything happening here? Is there anything like we want to talk about here? Because sometimes you just, like a crazy game breaks out and you at least have to stop by. You know, just a couple weeks ago, was that last week? 2 weeks ago? I don't know. We had new Arizona State head football coach Herm Edwards on the show. I don't know if you saw this, because Arizona State is not really in the national picture that much. But did you realize that immediately after his hire, both his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator announced they would be leaving? Like, that's a little bit weird, isn't it? A little bit strange. Herm gets the job. The two highest ranking members of his staff are like, oh, Herm got the job? Yeah, okay, I'm going to leave now. Now, probably, I would assume, one of two things happened here. Number one, there was like this personality conflict and Herm didn't like them and basically ran them off. That's a possibility. I have no idea. Like, maybe Herm came in, kind of talked to him. You know, I've been a part of this process as an assistant coach, and a new head coach comes in and it can be kind of like a weird situation. Like, I went through this exact same situation. Big name head coach took over for another big name head coach. I'm just an assistant on staff and they come in and I'm like, oh, we could see right off the bat, like in scrimmages and stuff, very, very early. Yeah, you and I aren't going to see eye to eye on much of anything. Like, he sees something and he says, it's this way. And I look at the exact same play and I say, yeah, I see it this way. Like, this is not going to work. We are not going to play well together. End up saying, you know, it's going to be better for both of us if we agree to disagree here. Let's go our separate ways. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Herm came in, didn't like what he saw in his offensive and defensive coordinators and ran them off. Or the second option is that they're looking at Herm Edwards, these two coordinators, saying, this guy doesn't have a clue what in the world he's doing. Why is he getting this job? Herm Edwards hasn't coached football in 10 or 15 years. He hasn't coached college football in like 20, 25 years. You think I'm going to answer for what this guy does or answer to this guy? There's no way I'm doing this. Yeah, I'll go take a job at a much smaller school somewhere else. I'll go anywhere else. I am not going to be on this staff. I don't want to be a part of some kind of publicity stunt that Arizona State is pulling, bringing in some guy from ESPN that hasn't been coaching in years. I don't know which way it went, but one of those two things is what most likely happened. You know, we have just 2 weeks left in the NFL regular season. You realize that? Just 2 weeks left? Like, that makes me sad. That makes me hurt just a little bit. But here's the thing. As we look at the playoff picture right now, like if the playoffs started today, one, it'd be a little bit weird because it's on a Thursday and there's still 2 weeks left. But as I look at the playoff picture and I look at the top seeds on each side, I start to say, okay, who can beat these top seeds? Like, is there anyone over there that can beat these top seeds? I know, starting off in the AFC doesn't look great. Let's take a look a little bit at the NFL playoff picture right now. Of course, in the AFC, we know after the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, the New England Patriots are the number one seed. The road to the Super Bowl, barring again, 2 weeks left, barring some weird collapse, the road to the Super Bowl on the AFC side goes through Gillette Stadium. Can anyone battle with the Patriots over on the AFC side? I'm not so sure. Because the number two seed, of course, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. We saw what happened there. And that was in Pittsburgh, mind you. Without Ryan Shazier, that is a big, big blow to that defense. We don't know the status of Antonio Brown. Remember, they did play most of this past Sunday's game without what is probably the best wide receiver in the game today. But I don't know that I give much of a chance to Pittsburgh in any way. Like we've seen, Pittsburgh can't beat New England. Doesn't matter if it's home, doesn't matter if it's away, doesn't matter if it's on the Mars, doesn't matter if it's on the moon. Makes no difference. Pittsburgh can't beat New England. Boom. Okay, so who else? If the playoffs started today, again, New England and Pittsburgh would have the bye. We would have the number six seed. The final seed right now is the Buffalo Bills. Now, we know the Bills still have some work to make the playoffs. They've got to play New England and Miami to finish out the season. They would be going to the number three Jacksonville Jaguars in the wild card round. You know, Buffalo, I would say at least if they made the playoffs, they can compete with the Patriots. Like, they play the Patriots. They're in the same division as the Patriots. No, I don't put much faith in them. I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs. But Buffalo, you would have to say, maybe they could at least compete. Jacksonville, I like that defense. I like that defense a lot. But they're starting to lose a lot of bodies. Lost their wide receivers. Lost Leonard Fournette. I'm not sure that Jacksonville can give them anything. Like I said, I like their defense. Yeah, I don't know if there's any contenders here. Over on the other side, if the playoffs started today, you would have the number four Kansas City Chiefs and the number five Tennessee Titans. Tennessee would have to go to Kansas City right now. I don't think either one of those teams can hang with New England. I know what we saw, and I know what is going to be spun. Hey, Kansas City beat them in the first game of the year. Oh, yeah, you mean when it didn't matter at all? Yeah, Kansas City beat them then, when it didn't matter. When it, like, literally made no difference whatsoever. Kansas City beat them then. I will say this about Kansas City. Their offense has started to wake up again. It's kind of funny to watch Kansas City, because I'm watching them, and it's like, for a few weeks, they forgot on offense, hey, just give the ball to Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, and let's kind of just take our chances and see what happens. Yeah, pretty amazing when you do that, isn't it? Seems like that works out pretty well. Stop trying to make Alex Smith do things he can't do. Tennessee Titans, I don't think Tennessee makes the playoffs. I think it'll end up being Baltimore or maybe even the Los Angeles Chargers getting in. I don't like the Chargers' odds, but I don't like Tennessee right now at all. That team has issues. So out of the entire AFC, maybe Buffalo? Maybe Jacksonville? Like, those are our best chances to beat the New England Patriots. Hey, New England's going back to the Super Bowl. Let's just call that what it is. Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl. Over in the NFC, it's a little bit different than the NFC because the number one seed is the Philadelphia Eagles. I still like Philly. I still think they're very, very good, even with Nick Foles instead of Carson Wentz. The one problem that I do have is with Carson Wentz, I think if your defense has a bad day, we've seen them have bad days here and there. Carson Wentz is the kind of quarterback, he could still find a way to win that game. I don't know if Nick Foles is that guy. I'm not saying for sure he's not. We're going to find out very soon, but I don't know if he's that guy. At the number two seed, might be the most dangerous seed in the whole thing, the Minnesota Vikings. I like what Minnesota's doing. Really like that defense. Like that running game. Case Keenum is playing extremely well. Again, we have to see what he does in the postseason. Those are two good seeds over in the NFC. Now, in the wild card round right now, in the NFC, you would have the number six Atlanta Falcons going to the number three Los Angeles Rams. It's an interesting game. I've told you, I don't like the way the Falcons are playing. I like what the Rams are doing. Defense struggling here and there. Jared Goff playing really, really good. And Todd Gurley, extremely dangerous. In the other game, you'd have the number five Carolina Panthers going to the number four New Orleans Saints. We'll see if that holds up, obviously. You've got Detroit. You've got Seattle. You've got Dallas sitting back there, all at 8-6, trying to get their way in. Falcons have some tough games ahead coming up this weekend. They've already got a tough one. Next week, they've got another tough one. Remember, Dallas gets Ezekiel Elliott back this week. But I'll tell you right now, that team over in the AFC that I really like, starting like Carolina Panthers. They could be very, very dangerous over there. And, I mean, you look at Philadelphia, Minnesota, the Rams, the Panthers, any of these teams out there, I mean, it is the NFC is tough. It is going to be very, very entertaining to watch those NFC playoffs. Hey, coming back, we are going to discuss a few of the biggest overreactions in the sports media world like we do every week on Thursday. And also, with Christmas coming very, very quickly, it is that time of year where you're out there, you're doing that holiday shopping. We have some presents you're probably going to be better off avoiding this year. Best time for sharing, no tell.
tasted from the Brussels sprouts.
Perfect festive movie.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
Hey, just a quick reminder to make sure that you do any of that holiday shopping over at lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find some of the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. We have a new Loot Crate. January's Loot Crate is up now. The theme is called Discover, and it features items from Rick and Morty, X-Files, Harry Potter, and Westworld. The best thing about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure that you enter Daily Dose in the coupon box. D-A-L-Y-D-O-S-E. We will get you 10% off of your order. And again, if you hear that January Loot Crate theme and you say, yeah, that isn't anything that I would be interested in, or anyone maybe on my holiday list would be interested in, remember, if you go over to Loot Crate, they've got a number of other items over there. You can get 1 month crate. You can get just individual items. You can get a subscription to crates, but go check out lootcrate.com/dailydose. You know, every week it seems like we get some big overreactions from the sports media world. And in this segment that we do every Thursday, we like to take a look at some of the bigger ones that you've probably heard this week. And again, this week, no different than any other, we've had a number of overreactions. One of the first ones that I heard, really coming out hard on Wednesday, was that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is in talks for a UFC deal. That is per Dana White. Okay, where to start on this one? Floyd Mayweather, gonna go into UFC. Here's the problem. Well, there's a few problems that I have with this. And you're gonna hear about this on the news, if you haven't heard it already. But here's a few problems. Floyd Mayweather doesn't like to get hit. So he's gonna get into a sport where he can get punched repeatedly in the head. Now, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Floyd has money, so don't sit there and say, well, yeah, but if the money's right, he's not getting punched in the head for anything. And here's the other thing. When you look at some of the fights he's had with the huge money, I don't know that this is going to have more money in it than some of the fights he's already had. You're telling me Floyd Mayweather is going to join UFC, a place where he could get punched and maybe not make the giant purse that he's been making? Stop it. No, that's an overreaction. That's nonsense. That's more sports hype. I don't want to hear about Floyd Mayweather joining UFC. That's silly. Here's another one that I've been hearing. The New England Patriots and Tom Brady are just lucky. Did you see the crazy call they had go their way against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Looks like a catch. Looked like Pittsburgh was going to score the winning touchdown. Man, the Patriots and Brady are just lucky. I'll hear a little bit of that. They have definitely had some fortuitous bounces in this era of New England Patriot football. But I also believe they create their own luck. Because let me ask you a question. How many times have you ever seen the New England Patriots make the stupid turnover with the game on the line? Doesn't happen very often, does it? That's kind of creating your own luck. So I'm not exactly buying it. Yes, they've had a few balls bounce their way. I'm not buying that they're just luck, because it's rare that they make those dumb mistakes. I'm also hearing that Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles is now suddenly a really good quarterback, and how dare anyone have doubted him this whole year. People are even talking, like, these are national hosts on national radio stations, and they're saying, how are people talking about Blake Bortles being so bad? Look how good he's played these last 2 weeks. Well, yeah, but like beating the Houston Texans? That's what you're hanging this on? When you look at the Jacksonville schedule and you realize they've only beaten one playoff team, is Blake Bortles playing better now than he was? Yes, without question. No doubt about that. Looks like he's starting to play pretty well right now. But don't give me the, how did we ever doubt him? Because I want to see what he does in the playoffs when he actually has to play some competition. I want to see what he has to do in the first, just the wild card round against a decent team, let alone if he has to go against the Patriots or the Steelers or someone like that. Because I have a feeling if there is a weak link on this team for Jacksonville, it's still Blake Bortles. Slow down on Blake Bortles is the next great thing. Now people are, where's he going to go next year? He could be a great free agent signing. Please, 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 I don't want him in Denver. That's my only request. Now, one of the things we talked about a little bit earlier here today on The Dose was that the New England Patriots have stripped Tom Brady's trainer of those team privileges. Can't fly on the plane, can't be on the sideline. They don't want him training other players besides Brady. And so the first reaction that comes out is that he must be doing unethical things, right? Yeah, maybe. Why would they do that? Maybe he's doing some Russian doping kind of thing. I don't know. But here's one other possibility that I'll just throw out there. So before we jump over the edge and just say, hey, this guy was clearly cheating, he might have just been arguing with Bill Belichick. Like Bill Belichick might have said, hey, Tom, I want you to do this. And the trainer says, well, I mean, Tom, you can listen to your coach if you want, but what I would recommend, that would do it right there. So I know that there's going to be a lot of people starting to doubt, and why wouldn't you? It's not like the Patriots are above reproach when it comes to, I don't know, bending the rules, right? But is that just evidence? The fact that they got rid of him, is that evidence that he's doing definitely unethical things? Not necessarily. Again, it might just be a personality conflict. It might just be an issue with the way he's training. And Bill Belichick says, hey, I don't like that. Get this guy out of here. This guy's not a part of the Patriots organization. Get him out of here. You can stay off the sideline. I don't need you on our plane. You're not a part of this team. Get him out of here. And then again, he might be injecting him with moose blood. Who knows? And another overreaction that I keep hearing is all the reactions to who got in the Pro Bowl and who didn't. The Packers didn't get any players. Bears, Colts, Jets. Alex Smith got snubbed. Chris Harris got snubbed for the Broncos. Who cares? Again, it's the Pro Bowl. You're not going to watch it. We can talk about this for the next 3 days if you want. But you're not going to watch the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to watch the Pro Bowl. I'll promise you that. Can you name the last time you watched a Pro Bowl game? And again, when the Pro Bowl comes around this year, we'll probably try to come up with some better ideas to have than the Pro Bowl, because every year that's kind of what we do. But the Pro Bowl's terrible. You can't play a just fun, everyone giggling football game. It doesn't work that way. You either hit or get hit in a collision sport. The Pro Bowl doesn't work. It hasn't worked in years. Get rid of it. Do something else. But I don't want to talk about the Pro Bowl. And if you're hearing news stations and sports talk and who got snubbed and who got in that shouldn't have got in, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. There's our overreactions for the week. Okay, let's get into a little bit of the holiday spirit. Because yes, you're finishing up your holiday shopping right now, right? You've only got 3-4 days to knock it out. I mean, come Monday, it's the big day. You've got to get this stuff done. You've got a weekend to finish it off. Now, when you're out finishing up this shopping, there are some sports-themed gifts that you could get. What I'm telling you, some of these gifts you want to avoid. And so I've got a few gifts here that I have seen advertised, maybe, you know, on Amazon or on TV, maybe an infomercial, whatever it might be. I've seen a few gifts. You're going to want to make sure you avoid these gifts, because if you give them to the person on your list, I promise you, they're going to be disappointed. And they might, you know, think worse of you. So I'm just telling you, here are a few of the Daily Dose holiday gifts that you're going to want to make sure you avoid. You can buy them if you want to, if you just want to disappoint the person on your list. Nobody wants to do that, right? First thing on our list, you might have seen the infomercial for this one. You know, the as seen on TV, now just $19.95. But wait, there's more. We'll throw in a second one. Trust me on this, you do not want the Oakland Raiders owner Mark Davis haircut bowl. Like, you might think, hey, that'd make getting a haircut so much easier. And they're going to give you in the commercial all the, think of the money you'll save with this new bowl you put on your kid's head to cut his hair. Trust me on this, don't do it. Kid's not going to like it. Anybody you give it to, they're not going to like it. Don't do it. Next on the list, things you don't want to get. I'm telling you, avoid them. You know, sometimes you want to get some sports memorabilia. Hey, we all like that. That's some cool stuff. But what you don't want a Detroit Pistons shirtless Stan Van Gundy bobblehead doll. Like, I can't imagine those are even popular in Detroit. Looks like Ron Jeremy with a bobblehead. Nobody wants that on their shelf. Like, some of those things you're going to put on your desk at work, everybody's going to come up, why do you have a Ron Jeremy bobblehead doll on your desk? That, like, it's disgusting. Get that off of there. You're probably not even going to be allowed to have it at work. Don't do it, I'm telling you. Here's a board game that you might be tempted to buy for your kids. It's really, really big in the Kansas City area right now, but it's, you know, we've seen Ants in the Pants or, you know, Don't Break the Ice, but here's one that you want to avoid. Guess what's in Andy Reid's pants? You're not going to want to get that. Like, it might be tempting. Yeah, I wonder what is an Andrew. I don't know. I'm not saying it's anything, you know, like of a sexual nature. I don't know. It might just be, you know, Jolly Ranchers and Milk Duds. I don't have any idea, but I don't want to play that game. Avoid that one. Another one. Maybe you've got a kid in your household or on your Christmas list, and they like to be that little private investigator. One thing you don't want to get them that's out on the market right now, the Brent Musburger Peeping Tom binoculars. Don't do it. It comes off as creepy, doesn't it? Like, what are we teaching our kids? You don't want to get those. Another one, kind of a interactive game that you might be tempted to get for your kids, the Mayweather versus McGregor slap party game. It's exactly how it sounds. Like, I looked it up on the internet. It's exactly how it sounds. Like, I was like, I wonder what that is. No, it's McGregor versus Mayweather slap party. That's it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's another board game you're not going to want. The P. Diddy NFL Monopoly game. It's a little bit different than the regular Monopoly. What P. Diddy said was he was interested in buying the Carolina Panthers, bringing Colin Kaepernick back on his first day and putting him in as the starting quarterback over Cam Newton. So from what I can understand, the P. Diddy NFL Monopoly game, the goal is apparently to take the mansion and reduce it down to nothing. Maybe I have that mixed up, I'm not sure, but don't get it. It's teaching our kids bad habits. You know, one of the things you might, again, see on TV, one of those as seen on TV, the infomercial for, but you're not going to want to get it. The Russian female Olympic weightlifter back hair chia pet. It's disgusting. And I know you might have a kid that's interested in growing something or doing something like that. You're not going to want that. Our final Daily Dose gift you're going to want to avoid this holiday season. You can bid on this. Like, you can go online. You can bid on this. You can do this. But I'm telling you, you don't want to do it. You do not want to bid on the be a Cleveland Browns quarterback for a day. Trust me, it's not worth it. Hey, tomorrow is Friday. Yes, thank you. Of course, we will be looking at the latest and greatest sports news and stories. Plus, as we do each Friday, we will be looking forward to the best games and events coming up this weekend. And don't forget, it's a long holiday weekend, so it'll go clear through to Monday. Plus, we will have our weekly Daily Dose Top 5. And I'm telling you right now, it might be a little bit holiday flavored. Have to say thank you so much for listening to and sharing the show. It is appreciated. If you're out there, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, please feel free to reach out. I see some of you retweeting things, messaging us. It is appreciated. Thank you so much. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.